Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Happy Advent season. Advent is about focusing on watchfulness and recognition that Jesus Christ came, He is coming, and He is present with us today. Advent is about opening our hearts and our minds to understand what it means to be in relationship with Jesus Christ as we await His second return. Which brings us to the title of our teaching today, Are You Playing Hide and Seek with God? Our scripture comes out of Jeremiah 29, 12, and 13, and it reads, Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. God does not play hide and seek with His children. He desires to be found by all. If we desire to find God, we need only to search for Him with all of our heart. God has directed us through a number of ways in how we can make that happen. The first thing God directs us to do in the Jeremiah text is to call upon Him. This requires awareness of our personal brokenness and total dependence on Him. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 reads, But He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. And that was the Apostle Paul talking about the weakness that he had. And he closes that text with, Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God then directs us to go and pray unto Him. It is here that connection with God is established. It is here we begin to understand God's purpose for His people, a future with a hope. And how will God respond? He said that He will hear you. God hears us when we prepare our hearts and minds to receive Him. When we seek God first versus our will, He will hear our prayers and show Himself strong on our behalf. Let me say that again. When we seek God first versus our will, He will hear our prayers and show Himself strong on our behalf. 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 highlights that point and reads, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward Him. And blameless does not mean perfect. It just means that we seek His will. You have done foolishly in this, for from now on, you will have wars. And that was the consequence of choosing other sources for support instead of going to God. In the final verse of our text, Jesus shares with us the ultimate secret of finding Him. When you seek me, you will find me. When you search for me with all of your heart. How do we search for God with all of our heart? Number one, we make Him the priority of our lives. Number two, we actively pursue Him. We actively pursue Him. God is not going to force His way or His will on you and on us. We must seek Him and pursue Him. And third, we need to stay in His presence. Even though we know that God is everywhere all the time, we have a role in making sure that we are acknowledge and are aware of His presence, which guides our behavior, our responses, and how we see the world and our worldview. Hide and seek really is a child's game. So let us trade up to seek and find God. And if you have not at this point chosen Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you're tired of playing hide and seek with God, then we invite you today to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. What a wonderful gift that will be for Advent and for Christmas to begin your life anew with not only buying Him and buying the Lord sacrifice that Jesus made and the fire insurance so we won't go to hell, but that He would be not only Savior, but that He would be Lord over your life, that He would be the one that you would seek with all your heart. It's easy to do. Just go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation and begin this Advent season with Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And join us as we joyfully await His return. That's it for today. We thank you so much for being with us. We know that there's other things that you could be doing with your time, but we really enjoy the fact that you seek us out in order to stay close to the Lord and His Word. And we know that His Word will not return void. It's going to accomplish whatever He sent it out to do. So we are thankful for that. We look forward to being with you on next week on Morning Reflections. You be blessed. Bye-bye.